Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, and logged? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. I got a call yesterday from Charles in Ohio, off the air, And he's just a brilliant researcher. I just love the guy. And he's going to be on first hour next Friday with us. First hour next Friday, Charles. We're going to talk about gasoline versus alcohol and BTUs. And he's a researcher extraordinaire. He's a Marine. I think you're going to enjoy that class. It just came to my mind. Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Kathy, I feel great. I got up extra early and I went out to see the twins, and Mrs. Finelli and I went and fed the twins with their bottles, and they just love it. As soon as they see us, they come running over and they wag their tails, and they're wagging their tails like little puppies while they're being fed. And Mom is right next to us. I mean, she could run us over if she wanted to, but she knows that we're taking care of her twins. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing, this lifestyle. It really is. So, just before the broadcast, we took care of the wood for the outdoor wood furnace, let the chickens out of the chicken coop. They all came over to, say hi to us. Just normal farm things. So many people just don't understand what it's like living on a farm. It's hard, but it's certainly more rewarding than it is hard. At least I think so. How about you, Kathy? Do you like your lifestyle like that?
I do. I do. I was going to ask you about the twins, but yes, a couple of days ago, I went out by behind the barn, and I happened to walk by the back where I have like a small raspberry patch back there. Plus I put vegetables in there. And a female mailer duck came out, and I looked, and she's got a little nest in there with 12 eggs. So I'm trying to leave her alone. Every time I walk back there, I try to make a wide circle so I don't scare her.
Yeah, that's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. We've got some doves. We have a building with an overhead shed-type roof on it, and it's a garage, but in the back it has a shed roof where we park some equipment like hay mowers and things like that, and it's open on all sides except for the side that attaches to the garage. And there's a pair of doves, and they're just cooing away, and they've been here for months, and sometimes they fly on top of the roof, and it's really kind of nice to see the wildlife intermixed with the cows, the deer, the cats, the dogs, the chickens, the birds, and all of it. It's just a wonderful thing to see nature as it really is. So, Kathy, I have 9 tips from the book plus, let's see, let me just do a quick look, and maybe we can get through a portion of it. 214 preparedness items that people should get. I know that you have some thoughts on sticker shock, and you wanted to share that with us. Why don't you go first?
Vince, I went to the fabric store, and I was getting some quilt batting. I couldn't believe the price. I just couldn't believe. First of all, the supply was way down. They didn't have much of a selection. They had a couple different brands, but the one that I normally bought, I believe it was three times the cost. The last time I bought it was, I probably bought them in December, and I hadn't bought them since, so I didn't look at the price. I couldn't believe it, Vince. I had one coupon, so I got 40% off of the cost of the one. So I thought, well, I'll get this one because I really do need it. And so I looked at some other items, and I was looking at cotton and flannel. And flannel used to be, I mean, even a few years ago, it was around $2.99, maybe $3.49. It's $7.49 a yard now. And cotton can range anywhere from, I think the cheapest is around $5. I've seen cotton go up to $15, $16 a yard now. So what my thoughts were as I thought about this as the day went on, unless the stores can bring down some of those costs, I just don't know that people are going to be using the fabric unless you're just going to buy a little bit here or there for maybe a repair or something small. But what I did then was when I went to the cashier, I made a comment, and the store manager was standing behind me. There was hardly anybody in the store. And I said, I can't believe the price of this batting. I said, it's three times the cost. And she said, yeah, it's been coming in real high. We don't know why. And the store manager was behind me, and she said, yes, I went to Kroger. And she said, I couldn't believe buying the same things I always buy, how much the price has gone up. And she actually kind of got like a little choked up, and she was trying to like laugh it off. And she said, I came home and told my husband maybe we're going to have to eat cereal a couple nights a week. We can't afford these prices. So, you know, it made a lot of sense to me, Vince, that when you think back of when people made the patchwork quilts back in the Great Depression, it really makes a lot of sense when you think about it. They probably couldn't afford to go to the store and buy everything new and buy the yards of the fabric. I'm sure they reused everything that they could. I remember hearing stories from my mom and grandma that they would take something like a bathrobe, and they would cut it and make pajama bottoms or pajamas for the children, or cut it down and use that fabric for other things, because typically a bathrobe doesn't wear out, maybe except for your sleeves or maybe the bottom hem or something. So it really was sticker shock, and I talked to a quilting friend, and she said the same thing. She said that she can go to the quilt store, and it's expensive, so she gets online. She said, I can get it cheaper per yard, but then they get me with the shipping. She said, I can't win. She said, so I just end up going to the quilt store. So,
Kathy,
yeah,
I just did some simple arithmetic. I did some simple arithmetic based on your example, and here's what it computes to. So if you were going to buy something for $1, okay, and it's now three times the price, that means it went from $1 to $3. Then if you have a coupon to get 40% off, you can reduce that $3 by $1.20. So the final cost with 40% off after it's gone up 3x is $1.80. $1.80 is, even with 40% off, is almost twice as much as it was before, even with the coupon.
Right. Right. Well, this, what I did was I came home and I got online, I got on eBay, and I was doing some searches, and I tried to find a quality batting. So I ended up buying a bolt of it. I did the math, and it was probably half the cost. Now, what I noticed, and maybe there's other, I'm going to make other people that know seamstresses or people that work on quilts, there was only like one left or two left. So I'm sure that as women are noticing this, they're probably thinking the same thing I did, like just buy a bolt of it. It's a lot of times cheaper because you could cut off the width that you need. You're not wasting any. But I was reading a couple of days ago that there's a lot of women that do volunteer knitting, and they make quilts for hospitals or for people that are terminally ill. And there's quilting groups that are for homeless people, and they typically ask for fabric and scraps. And they commented in there that what's going on with the cost. We almost can't afford to do that unless we have, like, fundraising now. We used to just get the donations and we could afford to do it, but even they are struggling.
Well, I was on the phone with Lou Cassidy yesterday, and we were talking about Norm Shealy's garden, Dr. Shealy's garden, and loading up the tractor from our farm, getting the rear PTO rototiller that Lou has. He's out by St. Louis, about 3 hours away from us. So we're going to try to pick up Lou's rototiller, put it on our four-wheel drive tractor with a front-end loader, and bring all the equipment that we need over to Dr. Shealy's to tear up the front or the back lawn. And we're thinking that the garden needs to be about two cattle panels wide by three cattle panels long. That's exactly the size of ours. So that's roughly 30 feet by 45 feet because the cattle panels are 16 feet long and they overlap. And we're thinking how many fence posts we need, you know, these green pound-in fence posts. And then we need plastic. And then, so, you know, we're trying to do this right, but we're looking at exactly what do we need. We don't want to waste any money because everything has gotten so expensive. So you're absolutely right, Kathy. There's sticker shock everywhere. I was telling Luke Cassidy that while I was on the air, I was looking up cattle panels during a commercial break. And this was, you know, several broadcasts ago. And they were $34.99. The last time I bought them, they were $18.50. The time before I bought them, they were like $11. So they went from $11 to $18.50 to $34.99. But the $34.99 ones, they're out of stock. So it doesn't matter how low or high their price is, you just can't get them. So we're trying to figure out where we're going to be able to get the cattle panels and the green posts, and I'm sure we're going to figure it out. But that's what it's like. And all we want to do is do something that used to be common 2.5 years ago. So everything's getting more difficult. Do you have some more examples that you want to share with us, or do you want me to go in with one of mine?
Just a couple comments. Vince, I made a note. The batting, which is what you put between the quilt, it for a king-size bed, it was $75. So if somebody makes a quilt and then let's say you wanted to sell it, I would guesstimate between you getting the top layer and the bottom layer fabric and the bias tape that goes around, I'm going to guess you're going to have at least $150 just in materials. And if it's a king size quilt, you're going to go through more threads. So I would say maybe $170 to $200. And people want to buy it for $100. They don't understand the labor. But I have a couple more examples when we get back then.
You know, Kathy, I'm sticker shocked at $150. $100 for a quilt seems like a lot. I mean, it really does. I mean, I know there's an enormous amount of work in it, but these prices are really high that we're talking about. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy, I'm stunned. So I just went into the laundry area at the farmhouse during the commercial break, and Mrs. Finelli is folding up laundry. So I just said, so you know that comforter that we have? How much did you pay for that? And so she said, well, we were dating, so that was like 1974. We still have it, still use it, still in great shape. It's made out of cotton, and it's for a full-size bed. So I was living with my parents. She was living with her parents, and as I guess she thought I needed to be warmer before we were married. And so she bought me this comforter, which we still use. So it's for a full-size bed, and that's 48 years ago. It was $30, and she said, you know, I thought that was really expensive. I bought it at a small shop. It wasn't a discount place. It was a small store. It was quality. I thought I paid a lot for it. It was $30. How about that?
Wow. Yeah.
So yeah. What would that cost today, Kathy? I mean, it's top quality. I mean, it wasn't a designer, you know, where you paid extra for the label, but it was certainly first quality. What would a full-size comforter cost? You know, nice, fluffy one. What would that cost today?
Well, Vince, it depends. Now, I have seen them at the stores for $79, $89, but it depends on the quality of the cotton. Or the fabric. If the fabric isn't that good of a quality, you can get a cheap one. Or if the batting, a lot of them, the batting in there is not that good, or it's all that, it's real loose. And when you go to wash it, then you get clumps everywhere. Yeah. So it depends how it's quilted.
This is not like that. This is a heavy cotton, and it was made in the United States of America.
Yeah. You're probably looking at a couple hundred dollars for that quality if you could get it today. The problem is, you know, there used to be the cotton mills down in the Carolinas, and that when I first started sewing, the cotton was so much better. I still have some scrap pieces, and it says right on there, the cotton mills. It'll say the name on the side sometimes or where it was manufactured. I have some scrap pieces of that, and it holds up really well. You know, Kathy, this, I think it's...
One quick comment. So I use these white bath towels, and I've had them for a real long time. I've had them from 1972. I'm using the same white cotton bath towels, commercial quality, from 1972. That's all I use. That's all Mrs. Finella used. We're using the same towels for
Vince,
50 years.
Are they Fieldcrest or Canon or something? Do you know the brand?
Canon, I believe.
Yeah, the older ones really hold up well. And I always recommend to people, when you first get towels, dish towels, hand towels, bath towels, just if you can or if you don't sew, have somebody else that you know, have them run a row of stitching all the way around it so that they don't have a chance to come, they don't have a chance to fray, because a lot of them, they don't either backstitch well or they use like a chain stitch. And a lot of times that will just come out if it just gets one little start if you go to wash it. It takes time, but I even do that on my sheet just so that it doesn't have a chance to fray. And pay attention like while you're folding your clothes. I always look for little holes or seams that are starting to come out, then that's my little men pile. Then I start that, and I take care of it before I put them away.
You know, Kathy, we talked probably a year ago, I'm thinking, about kitchen towels, and Sam's Club has had kitchen towels. They're kind of a blue color, the right size to drape over the oven handle. I think that's why oven handles are shaped that way, probably for so you don't burn yourself, and also so you can put a hand towel there. So that's what we've been doing for as long as I've been alive. And so I bought some more to match the ones we bought years ago. So they still sell the same ones. But I got to tell you, it seems like the new, same color, same model number kitchen hand towels, they're not lasting anywhere near as long as the previous batch from probably 5 years before. Are you seeing the same thing, Kathy?
Oh, absolutely. The quality of everything. Because you and I talked about the Dawn dish soap. I'll let you tell your experience with that. But it's every quality going down.
Yeah. All right. All right. We've got a caller on the line. Jason, just want to let you know. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States Secret Service officer shot and killed an intruder who was smashing windows at the residence of the Peruvian ambassador to the United States yesterday. The ambassador and his family were inside the residence in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Northwest Washington. A taser did not affect the suspect, and he was then shot. The Justice Department has filed an appeal that seeks to reverse a judge's recent ruling that ended the nation's mask mandate on public transportation. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the Biden administration explain why they are fighting the ruling that stated the government overstepped its authority.
We think it's entirely reasonable, as the Department of Justice, for the CDC, the health and data experts, health experts most importantly, and our administration to be able to have that time to evaluate, but also because they want to fight to ensure the CDC's the authority and ability to put in mandates in the future.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's a new record for the world's oldest living dog. Toby Keith, a 21-year-old blonde chihuahua from Green Acres, Florida, was recently given the title as oldest living dog in the world by Guinness World Records at 21 years and 66 days. As more astonishing data has been gathered from the Hunter Biden laptop, the ties between President Biden, his family, and the upper tiers of communist China is real. The relationship between America's number one adversary and the President of the United States has been revealed. Republican Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio on Fox News says all the ingredients for a compromised White House are present.
Well, particularly that statement where he said, I don't think you should get wealthy just because you're in high office. Well, there are 4.8 million reasons why that statement's not true, not accurate, because that's what his son got paid. And we now know, based on these text messages and emails, that it was a family enterprise. That's what Hunter Biden got paid from this Chinese energy company, CEFC. $4.8 million, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars each and every month coming to him and his uncle, part of the family enterprise. So that just doesn't fly. These guys have, it's been that way for a long time. It's just now starting to come to the surface. And look, the press now has to admit that what we all said 18 months ago was true. The laptop was real. The eyewitness was real. The emails were real. It was all real, except for that, you know, fake line we got from 51 former Intel experts saying it was Russian disinformation.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fox 8. Oh, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, class, you just heard it at the bottom of the hour news. Sure looks like everything we've been telling you is absolutely real. No kidding. So if you didn't hear it, you can go to the archives and select, go to gcnlive.com, select archives, select USA Prepares, and listen to what you was just heard on the bottom of the hour news. You'll hear it for yourself. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome. You're on with Kathy and me.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Kathy. But we talked to you guys after a long time. So I wanted to talk about like two things. Like, I have like questions about like two things. One is bread and another is tea. So for bread, like when I make my bread in my bread maker, the thing is that like that, and I put it in fridge. So the thing is that like it will go, it will become very hard like in 2 to 3 days. But like if you buy the bread from like Walmart or any other store, if you keep it in your fridge for 15 days, it will just be like the day it was bought. So I mean like it will be, you know, like soft and you can just eat it just like that. So I mean like I just wanted to understand like why that happens. And second question is for Vince. It is about tea. Like you mentioned that like you use like one tea bag for 10 times. So I tried using one time one of the tea bags for green tea. Then I tried using it again, but the taste, the color of the green thing does not come in the water, and it's like it's not as much tasty as it is like for the first time.
Okay, I have some answers. I have some answers, and I know Kathy does as well. Kathy, would you like to share your thoughts on using a bread maker? Making bread yourself, buying a bag of flour, which would be bread flour, and how do you store it? Because we keep it for about, it can keep for about 2 to 3 days when we make our own. But Arjun is absolutely right. It will get harder and harder unless you do a couple of things. Kathy, what do you do?
Well, he's right. It does get hard after a couple of days. You can toast it if you're good with the toast. The other thing I do, especially if I make a bigger loaf, I'll cut it in half and I'll freeze it. I'll double bag it. I try to get all the air out. Sometimes if it's like maybe like a multi-grain where I want to save it for even longer, I'll freeze it in a bag. And when it gets real hard, I've even done like a food saver bag. I just suck all the air out, and then I stop. I have a machine that will stop so it doesn't deflate it. But I'm like him. You have to use it. Sometimes what I do is I make croutons out of it. Or I will even take, and if it gets a little hard, I have a panini maker. It's like a little grill, and I'll cut them, because when it gets hard, you can use the panini. I just put like butter or coconut oil on each side, and I'll grill it a little bit, and then that can sometimes be what we eat for lunch or dinner. But I think lemon juice may help a little bit, a teaspoon of lemon juice, if I'm not mistaken. But there's no way that I can tell you that a loaf of homemade bread is going to last like what you buy at a grocery store, because they have preservatives in it. And Vince, the other thing that I have found, I did some research and I was using bread flour all the time, but I use all-purpose flour sometimes now. But what I do before I use it to get more accurate is I stir it up with a spoon and then I lightly spoon it into my measuring cup. That seems to give me a more accurate amount of flour. I think if you just reach in there and take your scoop and, you know, put it in, I think you get too much flour times and it makes a denser loaf.
Absolutely agreed in all respects. So what Kathy's saying is that if you have a bag of flour and you keep it in the bag that it's sold in, and you just fold the bag up after you use it each time, and you know, to keep it clean, and to keep moisture from penetrating the open part of the bag, what happens is the bag of flour settles, and it becomes more and more dense in the bag. So if you just scoop out the amount that you're going to measure right out of the bag, it's too dense. So what she does is she fluffs it up a little bit and then scoops it out. That way you get the most accurate measurement, because it really is critical. You can't be off more than a few percent in your measurements to have a good loaf of bread. It's as simple as that. I think that if you're off more than 5%, the bread doesn't come out right. Kathy, would you agree with that number?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Okay. And Vince, what I do is, because you get distracted sometimes, I line everything up on the counter, and then as I use it, I move it, either put it away or I move it on the other counter, because somebody will call, somebody will say something, and you'll go, oh, did I have the salt? You know, yeah. You forget sometimes. So I line it all up and then I move it as I use it so that I don't forget to add an ingredient.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Kathy, next time, just tell me, hey, Vin, I'm making bread.
but to be serious,
you know those bags that come that are on a roll, a tight roll. They're kind of a clear, but they're really thin plastic bags that if you buy vegetables, broccoli, you know, those kinds of in the produce area of the supermarket. You know those bags I'm talking about?
Yes.
Well, what you can do, if you happen to be brave and go into a supermarket, you might end up with a few more bags from that roll than you actually need. And then if you happen to have a few more, you can use them to put the bread in. What we've done is we bought the roll of several years ago. We figured we weren't going to be going to the supermarket anymore. And we're not going to have the supermarket type bags. So what we, for the vegetables. So what we do is, what we did was we bought a roll of, I don't know how many, maybe a couple thousand are on this roll. And we use that thin, large enough bag to put a freshly baked loaf of bread in. So what we do is, after the bread is baked, we take it and put it on a cooling rack. We let it cool off, and then when it's cool, we put it in that bag. And that bag we keep tight with each use. So we'll slice off some bread, and then we'll close that bag and put it where, like if you have a microwave oven and you don't use it, that's a great place to store bread. Okay? So that's what we do. And it will keep 2 to 3 days. But if you don't use it fast enough, here's what, do you have a dog? Do you have a dog, Arjun?
No, dog.
Oh, okay. That's on the list, though, right? You're going to get a dog, right?
Yes. I will get a dog, but like I have like neighbor's cat, you know, like so I put like some bread outside, you know, like for the birds to eat. So sometimes like birds will eat it, like sometimes the cat also comes and cat eats it, like neighbor's cat, you know. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's very kind of you, and you know, you want that cat to come around and to help himself to any mice that happen to be in your rural West Virginia land as well. Okay, so here's what we do. If the bread is not consumed fast enough, what we do is we cut it into slices, like, you know, for making toast. And then we spread it out on a few plates, and it dries out, and it gets really hard. And then we cut it up into pieces for the dogs. And they are the replacement for dog biscuits, which we don't buy anymore. Okay? So there's you just don't throw it away. Animals can certainly eat it. And the dogs love it. And I've taught them the difference between what they think is toast, which is the dried out bread, and dog biscuits. So if I say, y'all would like some toast, they come running. Okay, so that's another use for it. But one more comment. What you can do with, first of all, it used to cost about 17 cents a loaf to make your own bread. That would be with all the ingredients. The little bit of oil, the little bit of salt, the little bit of sugar, the flour, the electricity, without the cost of the bread maker. Now, if you get a bread maker for $25 used, you know, the cost is insignificant. And if you keep it unplugged when you're not using it, it will last a really long time. Okay? So because of surges and things like that on the line, because most of the bread makers are computer controlled. So keep them unplugged if you're not using them. Also, what we do is we keep the bread maker on a ceramic tile. We bought extra tile for our house for like the laundry room and the bathrooms. So we have this tile floor, and we have extra tiles. What I've done is I put rubber feet on the four corners of the rubber of the tile, so it doesn't, like computer feet, had some computer feet left over, and I glued them on the bottom of these tiles, and that protects the Wilson Art / Formica type plastic laminate countertop from being burned from like the toaster and the toaster oven, those kinds of things. So that's just another suggestion. But as far as the cost of bread, it used to cost 17 cents before the genocide. Now with the cost of the ingredients going up, it probably is closer to 30 cents. but that's still better. And you know what the ingredients are, and you know that the bread will get harder, and you know it'll go moldy if you don't consume it soon enough. Now, what the mold is telling you is that the mold is willing to eat the bread. Now, is the mold willing to eat the supermarket bread? Not so much, right? Not so much.
Yes.
I think the mold tries to eat it and dies. If you think about it, how long do hamburger and hot dog rolls last? A month? Yep. So you know that that's not good for you. Even the mold won't eat it. So just a couple thoughts about the bread. And if you put it in those kind of bags, now I would not use a T-shirt style bag, you know, the kind that you get from the Chinese factory outlet where you get your groceries in the bag and you put your hand through the handles of these, you know, Chinese factory outlet bags. I wouldn't reuse those because cans have been in there, bottles, jars, who knows what has touched them. So I'd want to use unused bags for the bread. Okay. Any other question? Oh, one other thing. Now, Kathy mentioned toasting it. Absolutely. That's what I do. I like it toasted. And the other thing is, many of these bread makers, you can select the size of the loaf. So 1 pound, 1.5, 2 pounds. So there's sometimes there are recipes with different amounts of final product. And if you're not using it fast enough, you may want to make a smaller loaf. But the electricity, I think, is going to be about the same.
Yes.
Kathy, any comments about that?
I do, Vince. And while you were talking, I looked up bread, and I looked up a healthy bread, which is Dave's Killer Bread, on Walmart. It was $20 a loaf for 27 ounces.
Wow.
So buy a bread machine and get the ingredients, because this wheat thing, and get yeast. Go to Sam's, Costco, Gordon's, or online, buy the bulk yeast and take a little bit out. I keep a little bit in my refrigerator and I freeze the rest and it lasts.
Kathy, how long does the yeast last in the freezer?
Vince,
or don't you know, because it's never gone bad?
No, it's never gone bad. I proofed it, and it was still working. So it's never gone bad for me.
Okay. Arjun, if you'd like to stay with us, we can answer your other question about tea. I've got the answer for that.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and Arjun is with us in West Virginia. Arjun, you're asking about tea, and I make about 10 cups of tea with one tea bag. Let me explain what I do, and I think maybe there was some miscommunication. You know those commercial glass carafes like the bun coffee makers that you see at restaurants? You know, some the decaf would have an orange plastic handle, and the regular would be brown. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. What I'll do is I will fill one of those up about half full. And we have a propane gas stove. And because of that, I can heat directly on the stove a glass carafe. I can even use an electric coffee maker glass carafe that, you know, came with a 10-cup or 12-cup coffee maker, where the coffee maker quit, but the carafe is not broken, so it's still good. So I could even use one of those. What I'll do is I'll fill it about half full with clean water, and I will put one tea bag in there while it's cooking, while it's heating. And I'll take it almost to the point of boil, but not boil. And I'll leave the tea bag in there, let it steep for several minutes, and then I'll take the tea bag out. That is how I make many cups of tea with one tea bag. Now, if you're thinking about making tea, you know, putting a cup of water in the microwave oven and putting a tea bag in there and then drying out the tea bag, that is not what I do. I make it all at the same time, and I put the plastic, you know, lid on the coffee maker carafe, or if I'm using the bun coffee maker, I'll use one of those lids that I've saved from like a yogurt cup, or, you know, some plastic cup that I, or plastic container that I bought something in the food store, you know, before the genocide. So I keep those. So as a matter of fact, I have in the studio right now a USA Prepares coffee mug. It's black. It says USA Prepares on one side. On the other side, it says Genesis Communications Network. Just a standard coffee mug. And it has coffee in it, warm coffee. And on top of it, I have a plastic lid from like yogurt or something like that. So if someone were to look at this, they'd say, boy, you're not very fashionable. But do I care? Absolutely not. But what it does is it keeps the coffee warm. So that would be the same kind of lid that I might put on a bun coffee maker glass carafe, okay, to keep the dust out, because I might use that pot of tea all day long. Back to you, Arjun.
Yep. This is pretty much it. These are all my questions. It was good to talk to you and Cassie. Thank you very much.
One quick question, Arjun. Have you gotten any bad information from any of the instructors at USA Prepares? Any bad information, any incorrect information at all for as long as you've been listening in class?
No, never had incorrect information. And it's always, even if you are not going to use those things, whatever you listen here, they are back in your mind, and when the time comes, they just pop up in your head. So, for example, I used to throw trash out of my car, and you have been talking about not throwing trash, people throw trash in your property. Then I realized it's not a good habit. So I picked up the trash, threw it in the trash bin, and I have suffered the same thing. Sometimes people will throw Coca-Cola bottle on my property, while maybe they are drunk in the night time, they are moving through my property, they just throw a Coca-Cola bottle, so it's a bad habit, so I never throw anything outside. So it's just about it's not that you are going to use that information just right away, but whatever you are learning here, it's back in your mind, and when the time comes, you can use that information. So it's all good, there is no incorrect, there is nothing wrong. And the thing is that from wherever, if you get a good knowledge from wherever, you should always accept it. That's what I learned, in the very beginning, I read some ancient text, and they say wherever you are receiving the good knowledge from,
Arjun, another question. Do you program websites?
Yeah, I program websites.
Is that what you do?
Yes. Yeah.
Ah, I'll tell you what. Would it be okay if I called you for some advice and counsel, maybe sometime after the broadcast?
Yes, absolutely. And I will
make you my phone number. Tell you what, if you wouldn't mind, would you send me an email with your phone number, and I'll give you a call.
Absolutely. Oh, goodness.
Yes. Arjun, thank you so much. All right, Kathy, and I'll be right back right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. I've got some tips, unusual tips that I bet you've never heard before. And they come from the book, and it got nine of them, nine tips. And I know Kathy has a whole bunch more. And I don't know if we're going to get to this 214-item list, but we're going to try. We'll be right back. Thank you so much.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.